Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning. Living with, working with, or loving a moody person. This morning we're talking about the people whose mood swings unpredictably making you feel like you're walking on eggshells. No kidding. Big question, Dr. Galthorpe. How can you cope with this behavior without enabling it?
So this is an important issue because moodiness isn't just about someone having a bad day. When it becomes a pattern, it can wear down that emotional well-being of the person subject to the behavior. Everyone has dealt with this at some level. If you have a job or you're out in the community or you live with someone. But the reason I'm talking about this is because I was speaking with a family member this weekend. She's also a social worker. And she noticed how working with a moody, hot, cold, she described it, person at work, where sometimes they were talkative and other times they would just give the silent treatment for nothing. She found this is really affecting my health. She said, I was feeling anxious. I felt like I had to, you know, constantly try to figure out what's wrong, to soothe that dynamic. So she would try to lighten the mood, check on her, but it was taking so much out of her that she said, finally, she decided, I'm just going to match this energy. And I'm not going to do all this work. I'm going to deal with my own internal feelings instead. The relationship ultimately distanced. And when we do this, it's uncomfortable because it's not who we are, right? So as soon as we say, okay, I'm not doing this. I am not getting on this roller coaster. But then that's left to us to kind of sit with our own anxiety so that we're not trying to like soothe this dynamic and make it better. So it's hard to sit with this discomfort, because we're used to trying to make that moody person feel better. Mm-hmm. However, it needs to happen.
So Dr. Julie, I was just wondering, so what do you think is the reason behind this kind of behavior? Like, why are some people constantly shifting between being cold and hot?
Well, there's different reasons, but a primary one is moodiness that often stems from this unwillingness to confront deeper emotional issues or wounds within that person. So rather than the moody person processing those feelings in a healthy way, they externalize their frustrations onto other people, their supervisor, coworker, friend, their partner. And it could be due to unresolved past issues in childhood. It could be due to fear of abandonment, even self-esteem. Worse situation is there's a personality issue, which is even more entrenched.
So the folks that are moody, do they know what they're doing?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
I don't buy. I know you got a lot of the letters beside your name, but if you're a moody son of a gun out there, you know you're being moody.
Well, maybe they're not.
Sean, that's absolutely true. Okay, so what they do recognize is that their behavior, their moodiness, is getting them attention and emotional caretaking from other people. So if you're stomping around here, Sean, and sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're not, and that's obviously going to make Miriam uncomfortable in a small space, then she's going to have to tune into your mood to try to get you to settle out before she can actually work and focus on what she needs to do. So the problem, though, is when we respond by catering to these moods, or often we take the blame, like, what did I do? Because other people don't treat me this way. So did I do something? Yeah. It only reinforces that behavior.
Oh, they suck the energy right out of you.
They do.
They do.
They do. They do.